The force of fear. Fear and anxiety produce unharmonious, irritated restlessness in your mind that leads to serious mental maladjustments and produces its counterpart in the body in the form of serious disease, perhaps even death. There is a growing awareness in the healing professions that many human ailments are either the product of mental distress or greatly exacerbated by it. The list of diseases that are brought on by stress is long, varied, and growing. Allergies, asthma, skin disease, hypertension, cardiac problems, arthritis, colitis, and immune disorders. Some hay fever sufferers start sneezing and itching at the sight of goldenrod in a vase. Tell them the plant is artificial, and their symptoms clear. This is a simple example of how the mind can affect the body negatively. You must replace fear with understanding and faith in yourself. To do this, let's look at how fear affects the mechanisms of your body. Temporary, fleeting fear is a normal and important function. It gets you to move out of the way of an oncoming train, or keeps you from walking too near a cliff by momentarily focusing your attention, your mind, on a problem. Once the problem is over, this kind of fear is forgotten. Fear also focuses your bodily functions on a threat. That old story of a cave dweller frightened by a sound in the night is a good illustration. Instantaneously, the heart begins pumping faster. Blood is diverted from the digestion for use by the muscles. The blood vessels serving the muscles dilate to handle increased volume, while those near the skin contract so that less blood is lost in case of a cut. Hearing becomes more acute. The pupils dilate to take in more light. The adrenaline gland unleashes a torrent of stimulant to provide strength for a fight. All this is preparation for surviving a battle or chase. The ensuing battle uses up the adrenaline and exhausts the other bodily systems so that they step down from their heightened readiness. Blood leaves the muscles to return to digestive and other functions. This is an extremely powerful response, one that kept our species alive over millions of years. But it is not intended to be a constant state, for it diverts the body from its normal functions. Still, some of us activate this response to some extent daily, or even continually, because we live in frequent fear. You must work to eliminate the causes of those fears. The fear of the loss of money. Have you set up a system to conserve and develop your assets? The fear of ill health. Have you sought and followed worthwhile counsel? The fear or loss of love. Have you put as much effort into increasing your beloved's affection as you would into cultivating an important business prospect? The fear of death. Have you sought help and understanding to the point where fear is replaced by faith? The list of fears is endless, yet to cultivate a positive mental attitude and develop a smoothly functioning mind that can live in harmony with itself and the world, you must conquer fear and anxiety. If the same fears and anxieties recur in your mind constantly and are paralyzing your efforts, seek the help of a good professional counselor. You aren't admitting weakness by doing this. You are expressing maturity and commitment to your health and your definite major purpose. A brief period of therapy may mean years of happiness. Remember that whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Isn't the person who is afraid of falling on the ice the one who falls? Repeating a fear over and over in your mind makes you more susceptible to the things you fear. You must vanquish fear before it vanquishes you. The force of a positive mental attitude. The best way to remove fear from your mind is to replace it with PMA. Émile Coué, the French psychologist, gave us a very simple but practical formula for building PMA and maintaining a health consciousness. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Repeat this sentence to yourself many times a day until your subconscious picks it up, accepts it, and begins to carry it out in the form of good health. This is a simple yet astounding form of auto-suggestion. It depends on your belief in the statement. But the best way to build that belief is to make the statement a part of your mental environment. Remember that your mind is strongly influenced by its environment. And by filling that environment with the right thoughts, you will come to believe them.